You're a what?
I am a dork.
A big one?
A big one.
And do I need to know why?
Oh my gosh. I don't know what I was thinking today. You know, you see those pictures of people are like, you think you look like this, but you actually look like this when
right.
you're working out?
Right.
So, I got creative today when I was working out, and I recorded the whole damn thing.
Yes.
Oh my Lord. I'm embarrassed.
Did you post it?
No, but like when I first started working at my current job and I had a gym that we could work out in, I made sure to go when nobody else was there
uh-huh.
because I was like, I don't want anyone I know to see me work out because I'm sure I look like this and not like that. You know, I don't look like Jillian Michaels when I'm working out.
Oh,
I'm
I
sure
you
I
do.
Look like Fat Amy.
And you look like yeah. you look like Fat Amy yeah. when you work out. All
and
right.
So I've gotten more comfortable because, you know, it's kind of difficult. Today was different because I went in at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon because my day went crazy, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, it's 2 o'clock, I need to go to lunch, and I go work out. So no one was in there, and I'm like, I'm gonna record myself.
And how did you do that?
I put my phone up on this weight bench, so half of the workout when I'm not on the ground doing stuff
uh-huh.
is my waist down.
Great. So it's like a butt workout take.
Well, no, because it's not.
Buns
I'm facing,
of butter.
I'm facing the camera.
Uh-huh.
And then the other stuff, I just, oh, it's bad, babe.
Is that what you were laughing at over there?
Uh-huh.
You're watching it.
Because I haven't actually watched it all the way through. I looked at parts and, oh.
Well, now that we've talked about it, you should post it and then put a link to it.
It's 25 minutes long.
I'm sure people wouldn't mind at all
they don't
watching.
They don't want to see that.
I bet they wouldn't mind at all.
And So after watching it, you know, I have this little trouble area right here in my stomach
uh-huh.
where, like, I've been doing, like, ab ripper. I was just doing ab ripper and 30-day. We're not going to do 30 minutes of workout talk, I promise people. But I was doing.
We've already lost four people.
I was doing ab ripper, and then I was doing the 30-day shred and ab ripper, 30-day shred. And my stomach was not getting flat.
Really?
It was not really doing much. Like, my upper abs were starting to define, but mm-hmm. I have this lower part. It's my Janet pouch. And so this video, like, I see it, and that disturbs me.
You
so
see it in the video?
Yeah.
The pouch.
Yeah, I can see a little pouch.
Uh-huh.
And so I immediately get back to my desk. I'm still on my lunch hour because I'm not
and now
abusing.
You're feeling like.
I'm not abusing the computer during my work hours. I'm still on my lunch hour. I get there, and I'm like, ab diet.
You Googled ab diet?
Yeah, I've heard that there is a diet that you get on that will help you lose. Cause
lose the pouch?
Your abs are 70% in the kitchen and 30% in the gym. That's what I've read over and over and over again.
70% in the kitchen.
And 30% in the gym.
Yeah.
But that didn't really lead me anywhere because I want something that's going to tell me, okay, for breakfast you eat this, for snack
you eat
because
you want to get rid of the pouch.
Right. And
you want to get it down to like.
I kept finding recipes, and I'm like, no, I want meal plans. I want, like, a couple weeks of this is what you should eat every single day.
Why did you whip out your dear Jillian? I've got a problem.
I think you can get meal plans from her, but you have to pay for it, and I think that's
well,
stupid.
Well, that blows.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's why I'm a big dork.
You think it's going to be one of those that you end up having to do the lipo or something?
No, I'm not. Do you think I look that bad?
No, I'm just...
Wow, you've seen me naked?
Not at all. I'm just asking because you're worried.
No, it's just this little pouch and back
because I know they say you can't spot reduce. I've heard that stuff, but you can't spot reduce.
Right. That's why you need to, like, mix stuff. No, you can't really spot reduce. Like, if you look at Jillian's workouts, you're working legs as you're doing arms
mm-hmm.
because that'll help because you're burning more calories doing both those at the same time. But it's hard. It's hard work.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Was that stupid? Do
no.
we want to delete the whole first 10 minutes of our conversation?
No. Welcome to Wrinkled Sheets. And apparently it's wrinkled bodies, too. So.
Wow! Do I look that bad?
No, I did not say.
I didn't
just
say I had
no,
like a Buddha belly. I have just this little pouch where I could see it in the video.
And yeah. You hate that.
I do. And even in our Hawaii group picture, uh-huh. that's the part I hate about that picture. I have this little bitty pouch that's like, hey, we like carbs.
Hey. if you stuck a needle in us, carbs would come out.
Maybe I should look at liposuction.
No. No. How much is it?
Thanks, babe.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
See, that's part of doing this podcast is you have fun.
I know.
See,
you make fun of me.
You make fun of things.
And people laugh at you making fun
right,
of me.
Right. Speaking of making fun of, I went to the store today. I ran to Whole Foods to get a couple things.
You went to Whole Foods?
Not Whole Foods.
I was like, what, for dog bread?
No.
I'm not
going to Whole Foods anymore. I'm only going to Partial Foods. Partial Foods, where if it's not completely rotten.
Is that the dollar store?
Yeah, kind of. I think Dollar Tree is now Partial Foods to me. Let's go to Partial Foods and get a ribeye. So I went up there, and as I was waiting to check out, the woman in front of me at this natural grocery
kind of. You went to Vitamin Cottage.
Did
you buy the dog bread at Vitamin Cottage?
No, I got that at Target. And I hear the woman in front of me complaining about her food intake. You know, just like, oh, I hope this is really good. It looked good. I thought I would try it. I mean, in this tone, too.
Uh-huh.
I thought I don't do well with such and such, and my body reacts funny. So I don't do gluten anymore, and I really don't do well with milk products, so I don't eat butter or eggs. She said butter or eggs.
Eggs have milk in them, though?
Yeah. So well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah.
But then it dawned on me, how bad would you hate being a cashier at a place all day long, people tell you, I've got colon problems. You know, I have to eat this because sometimes my kidneys burn if I don't. Because
being a pharmacist at Walmart.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what popped into my head. These jobs are worse than your job.
What? Yeah. Somebody comes in a wife beater t-shirt and raises up their hairy armpit. What cures this oozy thing right there?
I have blisters on my pee-pee.
What? You got anything for that? You got any salve? But doesn't it make sense that those grocers would hear that kind of stuff from those kind of people? Mm-hmm. Those kind of, I can't have gluten. It gives me gas.
Is that what gluten does to people that have an intolerance for? I've always wondered.
I don't know.
I used to have a coworker that had to go gluten-free because it just...
Gave her gas?
I don't know. She never gave me details. But I always wondered. I'm like, is it gas? But she has lost, like, so much weight since going gluten-free.
Well...
So much weight.
I was talking to...
But she can't eat bread.
Lisa Ann Walter, the mm-hmm. girl, the lady, girl, whatever, KFI.
The
Lisa
chick.
Want to hear this because she listens. We were talking about gluten one day because she had mentioned stuff on the show about eating. And apparently gluten is everywhere. It's just sort of the wheat that's been... GMO'd to become more, you know, like can sit out longer and bread doesn't rot and all this kind of stuff. And more stuff has become more gluten-y. And that's why you kind of puff up, too. More people get fatter now than they used to on whole, like, I'm eating whole wheat. Well, it's not as good for you anymore because it's not really natural whole wheat.
See, I used to think, I'm eating whole wheat bread. It's all good. But we've switched to these low-carb tortillas. I think we're headed down the right road, right?
Right. You're not as gassy anymore.
Thanks, babe. Neither are you.
Thanks, babe.
Dang.
You said I farted last night.
I was joking.
Thank you.
I was joking.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear it over your snores.
Was I snoring last night? You did tell me the other night.
You do this little snore thing. It's in the morning when I'm getting ready, and it lets me know that I'm not bothering you. Like, if you stop snoring, because I have to go into the closet to get my clothes, mm-hmm. so there is a point where I turn on the dimmer bathroom light
right.
to walk through so I don't step on any dogs and get clothes. And so as long as I hear that little snore, we're good. But if it stops, I'm like, lights off. Don't wake him up. Don't wake him up. Don't wake him up. Because I feel bad if I woke you up.
Do you hear sleep apnea kind of thing? Like it's...
No, you breathe normal.
It's not one of those, like...
No, I don't notice that anymore. I think you may have gotten better since you left that horrible job.
That was stress. It was a lot of stress.
Because don't you feel more rested when you wake up now?
I do. But for some reason, this is weird, and I hope anybody listening, please tell me about this, because I've Googled, and I actually went to – one of the things I went to Vitamin Cottage for, and I forgot because I got to looking around, was Sometimes I wake up in the morning and my ears ring a little bit. Like there's a
What causes
ring.
That?
I don't know. I don't know if it's in my sleep. I don't know if it's the...
Your iPhone is rotting your brain.
iPhone's not next to my head anymore. I used to sleep with it. But now I plug it in, put it on the counter next to me. But I didn't know if it's too much salt.
Oh.
Eating too much salt. Remember the night I ate that pizza and that other thing, that little pocket
donut
thingy?
Oh, yes.
And I woke up and my ears were like... So, what do they call that? Tinnitus or something? Or
I don't know. What you said you Googled and you were going to vitamin
cottage
to get something.
Yeah, but there was supposed to be this lipo thing, this vitamin supplement that's supposed to be really good for that ringing.
Oh.
But the thing I was reading is like millions of people have this. And it could be from noises or things that you eat. It could be from chemicals in the food. It could be. But
I think the government's poisoning us slowly.
I do too. I think they really don't care about, is it edible? Then you can have it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think the FDA has gone long past, is it really good for you?
Right. They just want to make sure it doesn't
kill you. Immediately. Like right then. Right then, yeah. It can kill you 10 years down the road,
right.
Apparently. Because, you know, you can have that butter on your popcorn that's one molecule away from motor oil.
And you love that stuff.
I do. The popcorn last night was really good.
It tasted like popcorn to me. I like the Twizzlers.
And you did, I'm going to go ahead. We can probably talk about this movie. I know we don't typically talk about stuff like right off the bat.
Right. Are we allowed to?
We're not supposed to talk about stuff typically until release day.
Which is Friday.
Which is Friday. I think it's pretty much Friday.
Yeah, because he said it was opening at his other theater,
right.
Too.
Emperor is the name of the movie.
Yep.
Emperor with Tommy Lee Jones and Matthew Fox from...
Party of Five.
I didn't know that. You were like, hey, that's Matthew Fox from Party of Five. And I
sounded just like that because I just drank a six-pack of beer.
That's Matthew Fox from Party of Five. That's almost exactly. The people in front row, they turned around and looked like, is she drunk? That's Matthew Fox from Party of Five.
Wow. And he was also in Lost.
Oh, I never saw that.
I kept telling you that too, but you didn't listen to
No.
You only listened
to... Yeah, he was also in Lost.
You only listen to spurts of what I say.
Right.
This just proved that. Why is that?
I don't know. But can I have your review of the movie?
I was really hoping that Tommy Lee Jones would rock. Because Matthew Fox used to be kind of a looker. He looks older now.
Uh-huh. So he
wasn't
a looker?
But he's never really had a great personality. Like, he's not someone where you're like, he's quirky and fun. No. But Tommy Lee Jones kind of...
Usually rocks it.
Yeah.
Usually has a great kind
of... Some of my favorite movies are him and Ashley Judd.
Right. Those Kiss the... Long Came the Kiss Spider Girl or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. But I fell asleep halfway through The Emperor.
I know. You fell asleep during a movie.
It was bad. Like, as soon as the love story part kind of dissipated,
give it away.
Like, it was no longer part of the storyline, I was like, oh, nope. I don't care.
Did you like Tommy Lee Jones in the movie?
No, he was kind of vanilla.
He kind of was just Tommy Lee Jones playing...
A self-absorbed person.
Yeah. For those wondering why we talked about it, Emperor was about...
General MacArthur.
Now
is
I can't
like
tell.
A general meets a testicle?
That's general testicle. General
Drink
MacArthur.
Some more.
Wow. I need some more of that Walmart water. And it was Japan right after the war. It was immediately after the war how we go in and try to, you know, occupy the country and...
Yeah, it was right after, like, Hiroshima.
Yeah.
I was assuming it never got said, right?
Yeah, it was immediately. Because, you know, you saw the ruins and the...
Well, it couldn't
they
have been
about,
immediately. Wasn't there a lot of, like, after effect where no one could go in there without being, like...
Yeah, there had
radiant,
to be. You know, I don't know historically what it would be. It showed the dates when the movie started, like, you know...
Yeah, and I don't remember...
August 1945 or something like that.
But everything was, like, destroyed.
Destroyed. Just destroyed.
Yeah.
And you think, how did people live like that? How did they come back from that?
Well, General MacArthur was the one that led that, right?
Yeah.
The rebuilding.
But I'm talking about just looking at the land and the cities, and it was like,
And they didn't have, like, what we have these days, like the bulldozers. And
no.
I'm sure they had something similar to a bulldozer.
We probably took it all over there and helped them bulldoze it.
Right.
But you didn't like it. That's the that was the point of this. You did not like Emperor. I thought it was okay.
It was slow.
I
admitted
that. I said it was slow. I did like Tommy Lee Jones. He got better toward the end when you became realize what he was doing, what his character was trying to run for president. And
that's when I had hit my REM cycle. Was about the time that happened, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm glad you don't get mad at me for falling asleep. Like, you could be like, dude, you're embarrassing me. Wake
God,
up.
You're well, you were snoring, but...
I was not.
You farted.
No, I no, didn't. Wow. That would have been embarrassing next to the instrument guy. It's Meduba.
I think that was her review of the movie.
Yeah. You know what I do when I go see? I want to go see Oz, the Great and Powerful.
Yeah, I guess I made the mistake of choosing.
No, you're fine. That's a girl movie. Like, I grew up watching Wizard of Oz, like,
oh, I love the
three
the
to five times a year.
I love the movie Wizard of Oz.
I wore the
I just
tape
was
out.
Not, like, I don't know if this really works for me. The whole.
I want to see where the wizard came from.
It's
and
all
that's
special
what the
effects.
Well, that's what the show, or the movie's supposed to tell you, is where the wizard came from.
Didn't he come from somewhere, nowhere? He was like nobody and becomes the wizard because his balloon gets sucked up into the...
You can assume that from the previews, but... And Michelle Williams is freaking amazing.
She dumped her boyfriend.
I would, too, if he looked like that.
You would?
Yeah, he's very vanilla, too. That's the
Jason
word for
Siegel?
Today. Yes. He's not a hottie.
He's not?
Mm-mm. She could do much better.
That's probably what people tell you all the time, too, isn't it?
No.
You probably do much better.
I bet you hear that. Wow,
you
she is so boring. She goes to bed at 8:30.
Well, that I do hear. But
I wake up
no,
at 4. You got to come back when she wakes up at 4, 4:30.
She wakes up at 4, 4:30.
To go
she starts yawning at
7:30. To go run on the elliptical so she can still be a skinny girlfriend.
Matter of fact, when I said, you want to go down and do the podcast, she said, and this is a quote, okay, let's hurry up and do this because... No, she didn't. She didn't. She's giving me the evil eye.
Wow. I just need my sleep. I'm a sleeper. I'm not one of those people that can run on 4 hours sleep. I have a coworker that does, and I don't understand. And I like to work out, so I think that makes me tired by the end of the day. I'm just a morning person, and you're not.
I am. I
no,
go to bed in the
not.
Morning.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to just stay up all night. Just all night. I would, like, just pass you in the... Are you going to... I could have breakfast or something and then go to bed. Because you get up 4,
I would
go to bed
hate
at 4.
That.
Huh?
I would hate that.
You would? Why?
Yeah, it'd be like we're living in opposite worlds.
Opposite land.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know.
If you're sharing the same quarters.
I know you think I'm silly, but I like going to bed with you.
Could you come lay down with me until my arm falls asleep?
I do not ever make you do that. Okay, maybe every once in a while.
What are you doing over there? I don't know, sitting next to my cup.
We need to install a cup holder in the middle
right
of the bed.
Right in the middle of the bed. That's what a smart person would do. Like, you know, the back seat of a car has that arm that folds down and there's a cup holder in it.
There should be
There should be like a headboard that just folds down.
There should be two so that if both of them are down, the bed's into three sections. So that when you came over to cuddle with me, you'll only bring this arm down.
And it wouldn't be in the middle.
Right.
So there'd be two, like one for the individual on the far side of the king bed.
Mm-hmm.
And one.
$1 million idea.
I like it. We should get our pal Jeremy on it. Jeremy has all the tools. He's one of those guys with the tools. The right tool for the right job.
Speaking of tools.
You look, why are you pointing at me?
I'm not. I'm pointing at that big hunk of metal behind you that he dropped off at our house a year ago. And it needs to be put together, and neither you nor I know how to put it together.
It is a squat machine, is what that is. I don't know how it works or what it's supposed to work out, but...
Would you use it as much as you use our weight bench?
I use the weight bench more.
Do you?
Well,
when
not...
was the last time you used it?
Why do you have to be like this?
I didn't mean... No, I'm not...
Are you saying I'm fat?
No, dear Lord.
Is that what you're saying? You're... Fine.
I did not.
What other subject did you want to talk about today?
I did not.
Was there something
say
you
you're
saw
fat.
On MSN that you wanted to?
Yeah, I saw some stuff. Hold on. What? Anything you see?
I sent you my stuff. I wish I'd have kept it on my phone. There were some things that I saw on MSN.
I used that for my show. Oh. I thought.
Well, that's okay. What else? What'd you talk about?
H&M's going to open in Boulder.
H&M, the clothing store?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good for international listeners.
I don't really like H&M either.
You don't?
No, I think they're way, like, overrated.
I think they got great clothes. Affordable. Yeah. She's looking.
The FBI requested data on up to 2,000 accounts last year, sending out national security letters that allow the government agency to request information without a warrant. And Google provided information within the scope and authority of the request. So why can't the FBI just Google for themselves?
Because that's work. Government doesn't actually work. They just hire people that do nothing. And if you work for the government, don't be all pissed off, because that's what you do. You get a lot of good vacations and benefits. And
but I guess, like, because we are protected, thank God for whoever put this into place.
LifeLock!
The searching can't be, or the letters can't be used to obtain Gmail info, search histories, or IP addresses. So what information would they get?
I don't know.
You're the tech person in this relationship.
I don't know.
Have you checked out?
Do they scan emails for, like, letter, like, keywords or something? Like, drugs, president, sucks, something like that?
That'd be a lot of results. Don't you think?
I think so. What else you got there?
What do you got? You got texts.
I got
texts.
People
text you.
Yeah, constantly.
People don't text me.
They don't at all?
Not much. I think they used to, but I think I kind of let people
know that you don't care and don't answer back.
No,
is that what you do?
I was going to say that I come home and I want time with you. So when you're home, which isn't as much these days, then leave me alone, people.
I don't think that's what that means.
What?
Hold on a second.
What do you got?
Okay, had to pause the thing because of stuff on my lap. I got the dog all over me, and I had to find this Taco Bell story that we... Devoted Taco Bell fans are currently gnashing their teeth and rending... That's what it says, rending? Rending their garments due to the late arrival of Cool Ranch Doritos. You know that taco, they're bringing back the Doritos taco?
But remember the last time, wasn't that a Dorito, another Dorito?
Yeah, that was the nacho Dorito.
It was too salty.
It was too salty. Well, now this is the Cool Ranch.
So it's just going to be the Cool Ranch flavor, but I'm sure it'll be too salty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mad that it isn't out yet?
It's delayed. It was supposed to be, it was hotly anticipated that it would arrive Wednesday, a blessed day earlier than the planned March 7th release. But folks posted on Taco Bell's Facebook page that they were told the local Taco Bell wouldn't have the shells until Thursday. How dare them? One fan complained they'd made a special trip right after midnight, only to have to settle for plain old Doritos Locos tacos.
That's
instead.
That's ridiculous. So one day delay, and people are freaking out.
Yeah. Okay, are you anticipating this? Do you even care?
No, I like my five-layer beefy burrito and my chicken quesadilla.
Right. And so why do you look at the menu when we pull up?
Because sometimes I forget the name of the five-layer beefy burrito.
Yeah.
I got it now, obviously. And then I like to see, sometimes I do see their new stuff. Remember that, like, loaded baked potato?
Oh, that was good.
Burrito that they
had? What was that? That
was
like 99 cents?
Yeah, it was like a mini burrito.
It was like, called something, like a snacker or a stacker?
Yeah,
or
it was like a loaded baked potato snacker or something.
That was really good.
See, if I didn't look at the menu, we would never have tried that. We can't eat it on a regular basis because my little pooch would become a Buddha belly.
You were just watching that video over there while I was trying to find the Dorito store. You're like, oh my God, look
it's
at this.
Like,
oh.
You and Ashley both think I'm crazy. Like I told her, I was like, I recorded my workout. I was like, I think you should do it. It's very motivating.
Well, hold on. I want to know why you record. Why?
I just told you at the beginning of this podcast.
I know, but you just kind of wanted to see your workout?
Yeah, I wanted to see how, because you think you are doing it right, the form. Well, I'm watching this video going, my legs aren't straight. My lunge is totally jacked.
So you would not be able to lunge and beat a crowd for this nude taco.
No.
You would not be able to lunge properly.
Right.
Thank God you videotaped yourself exercising to see that your lunge was off.
So is it stupid that I videotaped myself?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I just think it's odd. Now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, and you were watching the video over there.
I haven't watched it yet all the way
you
through.
You just went, look at this. I fell down. I fell down while I was exercising.
If you can't laugh at yourself, then there's something wrong.
What did you do that you fell down while you were exercising?
It was this side lunge, bend over and touch your toe from the side thing.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have my feet anchored right. I'm never sharing anything stupid with you again.
What is the one exercise video or that you bought that you've never used? Because I think all you girls buy those videos.
Like
buns of steel, shoulders of iron, titties
of
silicone, whatever they are. But
I'm really good. The only one I did buy that set, the mama set, made for moms by moms.
But you didn't.
It's like a P90X for moms. I haven't gotten to that. But that's because I bought it for when I get bored of Jillian. Because before Jillian, I had, another Jillian that I lost. I couldn't. So I had to buy another Jillian.
Uh-huh.
I had Fat Burning for Dummies, which I still do every once in a while, but it's like one of those things, once you master it and it's not really a challenge anymore, you want to move on to something else. Or when you get bored with something, you
want
to move on to something else.
I want Fat Amy's workout.
What's that?
I don't know, but apparently she's healthy and smart.
Is she?
Everybody loves her.
Is she healthy?
I don't know.
I don't think she's healthy, but she is funny. I follow her on Twitter.
That's what I'm saying. All these people, she's got all these followers, and I love Fat Amy, and nobody's going, Amy, you might ought to, you know.
No, it's part of her thing. Like, she just tweeted today, I hear about people that cheat when they're in a relationship, and I don't understand because I can't find one person to love me, let alone two at the same time. That's funny.
But it's Fat Amy.
I know, it's hilarious.
As a society, have we changed and turned and decided, you know what? I am looking up. That's who I aspire to be.
I don't think many people aspire to be her. I think she's funny. She was in Bridesmaids. Does she always talk with an English accent?
The shows that I've seen her in, she does.
So I'm wondering if that's her normal. I don't know much about her.
I don't know about her either.
And I think that accent and just the stuff she says, she has this proper English accent, and the crap that comes out of her mouth is so improper that you're just like, oh,
remember, we were watching some other movie where somebody was her roommate, she and her English brother.
That was Bridesmaids.
Was that Bridesmaids?
Yes.
I see how it all runs together. I thought it was some other Justin Long weird movie or something like.
No, because her roommate was the lady from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you just got to connect the dots, baby.
Yeah,
because
Bridesmaid didn't really work for me that much. I know you liked it a lot.
There were a lot of people that liked that movie a lot.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
It was?
Yes. I still, like, laugh crying when Molly, the girl that plays Molly on Mike and Molly, when she, like, goes to the bathroom in the sink, when they're trying on dresses and they all have, like,
diarrhea.
Food poisoning.
Oh, my God. You're a poop joke person.
Maybe.
I loved it when the woman in the dress, like, pooped in her wedding dress and
Remember
had to buy
she,
it.
When she ran outside and she's just like, oh. And she's pooping in the middle of the street.
Oh.
You're laughing.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, we're going to end up ending this podcast on a poop joke.
There's no better way to end.
There is really no better way to end, is there? Than
Are you cutting me off? Is my ridiculousness?
No, not at all.
I promise I'll bring my iPad to the party next time.
You left your iPad at work, and somebody's going to steal it. So
no, it's not. My office is locked. My office is locked.
Somebody has to go in there and clean it, don't they? Do you trust your cleaning people?
Yes. Hmm. Except they've been stealing Ashley's tea.
They have?
Yes. It's so
her
weird.
Tea?
Like packets of tea. She buys her own tea, and she has, like, different flavors. And she's like, I haven't had this tea in a week, and I'm down to one. And I'm like,
Do you have a British cleaning lady?
I don't know.
Maybe that's what you should check into.
I think they're Hispanic. Do the Hispanics like tea?
Are you accusing the Mexicans of stealing?
Oh, dear Lord. No. I told her we need to set up a nanny cam.
Yeah, like your exercise cam.
Shut up. I'm regretting sharing this with you. I thought you would think it was funny.
Oh, I did. I loved it, especially the part where you, like, fell over in the camera shot. That was.
I fell down.
That was great.
I don't have great balance. I have short toes.
You do. I have never seen toes like yours, ever.
Really?
No, ever.
And someone told me, like, I think a gym teacher told me that because I have short toes, I don't have good balance.
You have really short toes.
I know. They're like Barney Rubble toes. That's what they've been compared to.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Fred. Hey, look at my toes.
For my height, my toes are not appropriate.
Can you get, like, toe extensions? Is there, like, an operation to...
Ow, can you imagine the pain? Ouch.
Well, they do those things, you know, they stretch people's legs. Maybe they put that thing in there and they just crank it one or two times and your toes get a little bit longer. And then they crank it again, your toes get a little bit longer.
Like, I wanted to do dance growing up, but...
They said, you have to dance on your toes and you don't have them.
Right.
You said, I can dance on my big toe.
My big toe's normal. It's the other toes are just little nuggets.
But they have a toenail.
Most of them do.
What?
The pinky toe sometimes doesn't. When I get it cut, like, they always cut it down to, like, nothing.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. You just told all these people
that my baby toenail.
About your freaky toes?
I don't have freaky toes. They're not freaky toes. It's not like they're stinky and hairy with, like, stuff in between
them.
They're
just toe nuggets.
They're toe nuggets. You can market our.
Do they charge you when you get a pedicure? Do they charge you less?
I always thought that they shouldn't. They should charge me less.
Yeah.
My toenails on my toes are just not, like, one
dab
lady,
of the brush and you're done.
One lady I went to, my very first pedicure, she's like, you have no toenail. You have no toenails.
How'd she say it?
You have no toenails. You have no toenails.
You have no toenail.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. And I was so embarrassed because it was my first trip, like, out of Missouri that was going to be fun. Like, I was going to Florida and I had to have a pedicure. I waited like 3-4 years after that to go get back.
Did you really? Why?
I'm like, I can do my own toes. No one's going to laugh at me when I do my own toes.
But you would go now, though.
Yeah, you know I do. In the summertime. In the wintertime, I don't.
The mani-pedi. Is that what they call mani-pedi?
Mani-pedi. Like a manicure, pedicure, shortened. Yeah. Yes.
Because I always think they say mani-pedi.
I make you go once a year.
Mani-pedi.
I make you go once a year.
I remember when the first time I got it done, I didn't want to go because I thought, I got man feet. You can't really have man
feet. You really don't have man feet.
You know?
No. There's some gnarly feet out there.
That's what that lady was saying. She goes, no, yeah, you're good. You're good. You're good. But you're like, no, but I got, like, you know, no, you good. You know.
Yeah.
I guess some guys go in there with just, like, crusty, scale, hard bottoms on their feet. And
their wife's like, if you don't get a pedicure, you're not going to have me anymore.
I think if a guy ever does it, he would be like, wow.
It's that, not bad.
That was
it's
really
not like
tingly
you have to get
delicious.
Them pink and amazing. Sparkles.
Some people paint their toenails. Some guys.
Yeah, there are some weird ones, Trevor.
See, you brought it up. I know you would. All right.
He's too busy to listen to our show.
Well, we're at our time.
And we haven't eaten dinner.
And we should eat dinner. I'm starving. What are you making?
I don't know, but we got to watch Justified.
I'm going to eat salad. I'm feeling like I have a pouch.
I had salad for lunch.
So I'm going to have a salad. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Wrinkled Sheets. I don't even know what number this is. I didn't even attempt to say it this time, if you noticed that at all. Did not attempt to say the number. It's just Wrinkled Sheets. Are you watching the dog play with the cat toy over there?
The wrong animal is chewing on the toy.
Squirrel.
Okay.
God, that's it. We're out of here. See?
Bye. Butterfly saying
dog's
goodbye.
Barking. Say bye. So bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, see ya.
Peace.